Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise as when we first begun. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Thank you, ma'am. Good night.
What is up, party people? You are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. This is Party Time with Noe. Party along to whatever music comes your way. Anything from 1930s country to modern indie rock. And today we're partying along to Arlo Guthrie and Woody Guthrie songs, because since it is the 11th of July, yesterday the 10th was Arlo Guthrie's birthday. He turned, give me a second, Arlo Guthrie turned 74 yesterday, and on the 14th, which is Wednesday, that is Woody Guthrie's birthday. So we're playing all Woody Guthrie and Arlo Guthrie songs, except for like one or two, you know. But we just heard Amazing Grace by Arlo Guthrie live at Woodstock. And I got a lot more songs for you guys, so stick around.
Mm-hmm. Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day, beating a hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, folks, you ain't got the do-re-mi, why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a Garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. You want to buy you a home or farm that can't deal nobody harm, or take your vacation by the mountains or sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car, you better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day, but the headlines on the papers always say, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got the do-re-mi, why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a Garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. Down the road, I've been having some hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been riding them fast rattlers, I thought you knowed. I've been riding them flat wheelers way down the road. I've been riding them dead enders, blind pastures, kicking up cinders. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been hitting some hard rock mining, I thought you knowed. I've been leaning on a pressure drill way down the road. Hammer flying, air hose sucking, 6 foot of mud and a show been a mucking. And I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been hitting some hard horse, and I thought you knowed. North Dakota to Kansas City, away down the road. Cutting that wheat and stacking that hay, and trying to make about a dollar a day. And I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been working at Pittsburgh Steel, I thought you knowed. I've been pouring red hot slag way down the road. I've been blasting, I've been firing, and I've been pouring red hot iron. And I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been laying in a hard rock jail, I thought you knowed. I've been laying out 90 days way down the road. An old judge has said to me, it's 90 days for vagrancy, and I've been hitting some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been walking that Lincoln Highway, I thought you knowed. I've been hitting that 66 way down the road. Heavy load and a worried mind, looking for a woman that's hard to find, and I've been hitting some hard traveling, Lord.
One big union, I'm gonna join it by myself. Don't want nobody to join it for me. I'm gonna join one big union by myself. And if that road gets rough and rocky, and the hills get steep and high. We will sing as we go marching, and we'll win the one big union by and by. You've got to join that one big union, C.I.O. You've got to join it by yourself. Everybody here will join it with you. You've got to join a one big union by yourself. Union. Brother's got to join it by himself. Everybody here will join it with him. Brother's got to join a one big union by himself.
Sister's got to join
that one big union. Sister's got to join it by herself. Everybody here will join it with her. Sister got to join a one big union by herself. If the road gets rough and rocky,
rough and rocky,
and the hills get steep and high, we will sing as we go marching, and we'll win the one big union by and by.
Many a month has come and gone since I've wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of my life has turned, many lessons I have learned, and I feel like in those hills where I belong. Way down riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. But as I sit here today, many miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the trough, where the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze, and I feel back in those hills where I belong. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Turn a life of page to the land of the great Osage, in those Oklahoma hills where I was born, where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow-white cotton grows, and I feel like in those hills where I belong. Way down my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, cowboys like life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
A mighty hard road that my poor hand has hold. My poor feet has traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled, and your desert was hot and your mountains was cold. In your orchards of peaches and prunes, slept on the ground in the light of your moon. On the edge of your city you'll seen us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind. California and Arizona, I make all your crops, and it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine, to set on your table your light sparkling wine. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from that grand coulee dam where the water runs down. Ever stayed in this union, us migrants have been. We work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. Well, it's always we ramble, that river and I, all along your green valley I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if it be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
I had a friend I could trust. He went into the park and got busted for doing ring around a rosy ride. Went in the park late at night and he put a lot of people over 80 uptight. He was doing the ring around a rosy ride. Ring around, Rose. Touch your nose and blow your toes and mine. Doing the ring around a rosy ride. Toes and mine, everyone, the ring around a rosy ride. We ought to send Officer Joe Strange to some Aspelian mountain range, so we all can do the ring around a rosy ride. Would you like to put Philadelphia uptight one night, the ring around a rosy in the middle of the night? Yes, we all should do the ring around a rosy ride. Your nose and blow your toes and mine. Doing the ring around the rosy. Touch your nose and blow your toes when you're doing the ring around the rosy ride.
Green Douglas fir where the waters cut through. Down are wild mountains and canyons she flew. Canadian Northwest to the ocean so blue. It's roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Other great rivers add power to you. Yakima Snake and the Clicky Tattoo. Sandy, Willamette, and Hood River, too. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. It's there on your banks that we fought many a fight. Sheridan's boys and the blockhouse that night. They saw us in death, but never in flight. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Our loved ones we lost there at Cole's little store by fireball and rifle, a dozen or more. We won by the Mary and soldier she bore. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Remember the trial when the battle was won. The wild Indian warriors to the tall timber run. We hung every Indian with smoke in his gun. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Year after year we had tedious trials, fighting the rapids and cascades and downs. The engines rest peaceful on Mamaloo Sound. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. At Bonneville now there is ships in the locks. Waters have arisen and drowned at the rocks. Shiploads of plenty will steam in the docks. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. On up the river at Grand Coulee Dam, mightiest thing ever built by a man, to run the great factors for old Uncle Sam. It's roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning darkness to dawn. Roll on.
Just wanna ride on my motorcycle. And I don't wanna tickle, 'cause I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't wanna die, just wanna ride on my motorcycle. Oh, it was late last night, the other day. I thought I'd go up and see Ray. So I went up and I saw Ray. There was only one thing Ray could say was, I don't want a pickle. And I don't want a tickle. I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on my motorcycle. Last week I was on my bike, running to a friend named Mike. Running to a friend named Mike. Mike no longer has a bike, he cries. I don't want a pickle, I just want to ride my motorcycle. I'd rather ride.
There's a great and a bloody fight round this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down. But our union's gonna break them slavery chains. And our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky. Could see every farm and every town. I could see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down. When I think of the men and the ships going down while the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down. But when I think of the ships and the men going down and the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down. On my knees, thought I heard a chicken sneeze. Nothing but a rooster saying his prayers, thanking his God for the bullets upstairs. He's a preaching.
You shall be free.
Taking up collection.
You shall be free.
Paying off names.
You shall be free.
Yeah,
well, the good Lord set you free.
Now you tell him.
Well, some folks says the time is hard.
Woo!
The preacher said to put his trust in God.
Yes, sir.
Can't run too fast to be in your hopes. You shall be free.
I done told you.
You shall be free.
Hope beats us.
You shall be free. Woo! When the good Lord sets you free.
Ain't no use me working so hard. I've got a woman in the rich folks' yard. When they kill a chicken, sends me the head. Thinks I'm working, I'm laying up in bed. Take it easy. Other women.
Woo! You shall be free.
I thought you noticed.
You shall be free.
Woo!
Where the good Lord set you free.
Now you tell them.
Oh, you see that preacher sitting on the lawn, banging in his finger and eyes on the hole. The boom says boom, the boom says bip. He jumped all and went all of his grip. Getting the hog out. Getting the hog out.
You shall be free.
Getting them chitlins.
You shall be free.
I said it!
You shall be free. Ain't no use me working so hard. I've got a woman in the rich folks' yard. When they kill a chicken, sends me the feet. Thinks I'm working, I'm walking on the street. Happy that time.
You shall be free.
Have a good time.
You shall be free.
Seeing the women go
by. You shall be free.
Set you free. that was We Shall Be Free by Lead Belly featuring Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston. We started the set off with Amazing Grace Live at Woodstock by Arlo Guthrie. Then we heard Do Re Mi by Woody Guthrie, Anytime by Arlo Guthrie, Hard Travelin' by Woody Guthrie, Coming Into Los Angeles by Arlo Guthrie, I'm Gonna Join That One Big Union by Woody Guthrie, Oklahoma Hills by Arlo Guthrie. Technically, the song was written by Woody Guthrie, but he never did like a recording of it. Pastures of Plenty by Woody Guthrie, Ring Around the Rosy Rag by Arlo Guthrie, Roll on Columbia by Woody Guthrie, Motorcycle Song by Arlo Guthrie, and Tear the Fascists Down by Woody Guthrie. I got two more songs for you guys, but first, a PSA.
Will your serviceman overseas receive his Christmas gift on time? He can if you mail before November 9th. Wrap and tie packages well and print addresses clearly. Don't forget the deadline, Saturday, November 9th. Be sure your serviceman overseas has a Merry Christmas.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, it was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant, she lives in the church nearby the restaurant, in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Fatsha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road. And off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obi. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obi, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obi for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage and Also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obi could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, Obi, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in a newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner and southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obi said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obi, I can understand you want my wallet, so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obi, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obi said he was making sure, and friends, Obi was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obi was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obi on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obi came in with the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one, sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obi stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the CNI dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obi looked at the CNI dog. And then the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the CNI dog. And then at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obi came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like that. I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York, and I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, he gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. And I want to kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned the metal on me, set me down the hall, said, you're our boy. And you feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one that stopped me right there and said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid! And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? Said I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. I said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry eyeball and all kinds of mean, nasty things till I said, and creating a nuisance. And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing. Got to say, pretend to about the crime. Want to know the arresting officer's name, and else kind of thing. You got to say, and I talked for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the Massacre with the four-part harmony, and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words. Kid, you rehabilitated yourself. I went over to the sergeant and said, Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on a Group W bench. Because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug. He looked at me and said, Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folder, is a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do. Is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in and say, shrink. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and they won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar. With feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. That was horrible. Want to end war and stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. And this time with four part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. All right now. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Excepting Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Say, walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Da 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 da. At Alice's restaurant.
And that was Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant Massacre. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. This has been Party Time, Party Along, every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. to whatever music comes your way. Anything from 1930s country to modern indie rock. Yesterday was Arlo Guthrie's birthday, and on the 14th it is Woody Guthrie's birthday. So this whole show we just heard mostly Arlo and Woody Guthrie. I got one last song for you guys. It is neither of them. It is by Bob Dylan. But let's give it a listen.
I'm out here 1,000 miles from my home, walking a road other men have gone down. I'm seeing your world of people and things. Here paupers and peasants and princes and kings. Hey, hey, Woody Guthrie, I wrote you a song about a funny old world that's a-coming along. Seems sick and it's hungry, it's tired and it's torn. It looks like it's a dying and it's hardly been born. Hey, Woody Guthrie, but I know that you know all the things that I'm a-saying and a-many times more. I'm a-singing you this song, but I can't sing enough, 'cause there's not many men who've done the things that you've done. Here's to Cisco and Sonny and Leadbelly too, and to all the good people that traveled with you. Here's to you, the hearts and the hands of the men that come with the dust and are gone with the wind. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I could leave today. Somewhere down the road someday, the very last thing that I'd want to do is to say I've been hitting some hard traveling too.
From the family, there's no place you can hide.